We now continue with lesson number 26 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Menachos. We will begin the ninth perek, learning the first and second Mishnah today. That's Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Aleph. The first several Mishnayos of our perek will be discussing the measuring cups, which were used to either measure solids, like the flour for the Korban Mincha, or liquids, like the shemen, the olive oil, or the wine. So the Mishnah begins by saying, Shtei midos shel yovesh hayu bamikdosh. There were two measuring cups used to measure solid material, flour, in the temple, isaron v'chatzi isaron. One was the size of an isaron, the other was a half isaron. The standard measure for a korban mincha, almost without exception, is an isaron, meaning a tenth of an ephah, approximately 4 liters. So there was one measure of a full isaron and one measure of half. Rabbi Meir disagrees and says there were 3, isaron, isaron, v'chatzi isaron. Rabbi Meir believes there were 3 measuring cups of 3 different sizes, 2 of the isaron size, and 1 of a half isaron size. Now, why do I say that there are 3 different sizes when 2 of them are an isaron? So the Gemara quotes a braisa on Daf Pei Zayin in the Gemara, which reads as follows. Hoyo Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir used to say that when it says in Parshas Pinchos, the Pasuk reads, Parshas Pinchos, Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Chof Tes, Isaron, Isaron, Lekeves O'echot. One isaron for each sheep. So from here, Rabbi Meir learned that there were 2 isaron measures, 2 measures each of an isaron, but one was gadush, one only contained an isaron when it was full and a little heap above its top level. And the other Yisaron was Machuk. It was a little larger in actual size, and it contained an Yisaron even when it was level on top with no heap protruding from the upper surface. So the 2 Yisaron measures were not quite exactly the same size. The one was slightly larger than the other. The Gemara describes there on Daf Pei Zayin what the 2 were necessary for. But in any case, getting back to the Tanakama's opinion, there's only 1 isaron size measure and 1 chatzi isaron size measure. Ma isaron ma haya mishamesh. What was the isaron measure used for? Shebo haya modei l'chol hamenachos. All of the korbanos mincha had to be an isaron. So, to measure the flour, you used an isaron measuring cup. Lo hayamodei, lo bishel shlosha lapor. There were certain animals that required, as an accompanying korban mincha, as a minchas nesochim, more than just 1 isaron. For example, for a par, for a cow, 3 esronim were required, as the pasuk says. However, you didn't have a measuring cup the size of 3 isronos. Lo hayamodei lo bishel shlosha lapor. You didn't have a 3 isaron measuring utensil. Velo bishel shnayim lo ayil. An ayil, a ram, an older goat, does require 2 isronim of solas, as the pasuk says, but you didn't measure it out in a 2 isaron size measuring vessel, Elamod don Esronos, you would measure them in the one Isaron measure. So you would measure out three of those cups for the par, two of those cups for the aisle. There was no bigger cup than the one Isaron cup. Chatzi Isaron mehoyer mishamesh. What was the half Isaron used for? Shebo hayomodeid chavite kohen gadol. We already learned that the Kohen Gadol every day brought a Karban Mincha called Minchas Chavitin. Chavitin from the word Machavas, brought upon a pan. And the Kohen Gadol brought this every single day. Mechetzo babo keru mechetzo beino abayim. Half an Isaron in the morning, half an Isaron in the evening. And we learned back in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, Chavitei Kohen Gadol lo hayu bo'us chatzoim, elo mevi isaron sholem v'chotzeyu. You would bring, the Kohen Gadol would bring a full isaron and divide it in half, and bring half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening. So how would you measure out a half? You would measure out the half from the full Isaron with the half Isaron cup, and that way, that was the use of the Chatzi Isaron utensil. That's, until now, we've been learning about measuring the solid, the flour. Now, what about for measuring the wine or the shemen, which were liquids? So the next Mishnah Bay says, Sheva midos shelach hayu bamigdosh. There were seven sizes of vessels, measuring vessels to measure liquids in the Beis HaMikdosh, like the shemen and the yayin. Number one was a hin. A hin is equal to 12 lugim. A lug is about a half a liter, so a hin is about 6 liters. Hin is 12 lugim. V'chatzi ha-hin, half of a hin is, of course, 6 lugim. Because the minchas nesochim for a par required half of a hin of shemen and yayin. A third vessel was a shlishis hahin, a third of a hin, meaning 4 lugim, because the minchas nesachem for an ayil required a shlishis hahin, 4 lugim of shemen or yayin. And a fourth vessel, fourth sized vessel, was urviyis hahin, a quarter of a hin, a quarter of 12 is 3, and that was necessary for the minchas nesachim, which accompanied a sheep, a keves offering, which required a revius hahin of shemen or yayin. So we have 4 of the 7. The fifth was a log, because every korban mincha required a log, 1 log, again 1/12 of a hin, 1/2 of a liter, approximately. For the oil in the Korban Mincha itself. And the sixth sized vessel was Chatzi Log, a half of a log, and we will see later what the half log measure was used for. Urevius Log and a quarter log measure, again, we will see just what that was used for. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadik Omer Shenosos Hayu Bahin. Rabbi Eliezer says that there wasn't a half hin and a third of a hin and a quarter of a hin separate vessels, but rather there was one vessel the size of a hin. But along the side of that vessel, you had little notches, little grooves at the 1/4 level, at the 1/3 level, and at the 1/2 level. And that way you would know, ad kan lapor, until the halfway mark, the notch, which indicated halfway was a half a hin for a par. Ad kan lo ayil, the notch, which indicated you were 1/3 of the way up the vessel, the hin vessel, was a third of a hin for an ayil. At kan la keves, then you had another notch 1/4 of the way up. That was to indicate a revius hahin. And that's Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadik's opinion. Only one, not 4 different hin or fractions of a hin. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo hayu shomhin. Rabbi Shimon said that quite the opposite of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, that there was no hin measure, but rather there were a chatzi hin measure, half hin, a shlishis a hin measure, a third hin, and a revius a hin, a quarter hin. But there was no hin shalem, no big vessel the size of a hin. Because Rabbi Shimon argues, what on earth did they need such a large container measuring out a full hin? There was no necessity for it. The only time a full hin is mentioned is by the Shemen HaMishcha in the days of Moshe, which were only used that one time in history. But for the rest of the duration of the history of the Holy Temple, there was no need to measure out a full hin. This is Rabbi Shimon's argument. But rather, the Mishnah continues, Elamida Yesero Shelo Gumechet Zahoya. There was one larger vessel which measured out a log and a half. So that is the seventh measure according to Rabbi Shimon. You had all the other six measures, the measures of the login, the three measures of the hin, half hin, quarter hin, third hin, and rather than a full measure of a hin, you had a larger measure to measure a log. In this case, it was the size of a log umechetza, a log and a half. Shebo hayomodei leminchas kohen gadol. When the Kohen Gadol brought his Minchas Chavitin, the Minchas Chavitin required three logim of shemen. Three logim of shemen meant you took one vessel with three logim. Then from that, you scooped out a log and a half with the log and a half measure, and that log and a half measure was for the morning, and the rest of it, the other log and a half, was for the evening. Log umechetza baboka, for log umechetza Bein Horabayim. So for Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, there simply seems that there were not seven vessels, but there were only four vessels, because you would subtract the vessels of Chatzi Hahin, Shlishis Hahin, Revius Hahin, and the function of the full hin was to have markers or notches on it, from which you could measure out a half or a third or a fourth. So according to him, there are only a total of four such vessels. According to Rabbi Shimon, there are seven vessels, but there was no a vessel the size of a hin, because of what purpose would that be? But rather there was a vessel of a log and a machza, bringing the number up to seven. And so we have completed lesson number 26.